Blog Talk Radio.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hands was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them are gonna stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Greetings, peace and blessing. We're back. Today is April 12th, 2015. Come out of Hurt My People outreach program, blog talk series. I think today we'll call this Let the Doves Do It For Us. We Don't Cry Tears. Back at it once again, Big Bro. Tobiah, in Israel, you there, show?
Lock and loaded, brother. Shalom. Shalom aleichem.
Blanket shalom. Now, I'm your brother, Elias Eliyahu, Tribe of Judah. We're back from a short hiatus. little guessing spring break according to the calendar here. Or Passover, a few things like that. But we're back. Nonetheless, it's been a bit of recent news that we would like to discuss and address with our brethren. And it's been, I mean, so much on the regular now. You hear or you see in the news, whatever, many different police shootings. And if you don't mind, we can talk about a few of these things that's been going on in the broadcast of these transmissions lately, man.
Yes, sir.
I believe the funeral for one Walter Scott has taken place this weekend for those of you who's unaware of the Walter Scott tragedy. This happened in South Carolina. And it's almost considered a public execution. There's public video. It's a bystander who recorded, picked up from where the dash cam left off from the incident. The individual was being pulled over for a broken taillight. And as we all know too many, from their pursuit, what you would call a flee, and the individual started to flee from his vehicle. And nonetheless, you have a bystander who's got his cellular device out and begins recording. And it looks like he's from a distance inside the park. And what happens next is, like, for me, I would say it's unbelievable, but we're hearing about it quite frequently now. And it was just a clear shot this guy in the back. I'm not sure how many times, how many rounds the police officer let off, but understand that this individual is pronounced dead on the scene. Now, from what I saw from the tape and the footage, also you can see Mr. Police Officer, them goons, like my brother liked to say, he actually picks up, I don't know if it was his taser or whatever they were wrestling over, and brought it over to Mr. Scott and dropped it over close to his vicinity. I mean, you can see all this in the video. And it was quite interesting because I was wondering if they were going to say if he had this particular item or whatever have you in his possession. So it's just what I'm seeing out here now, and I don't want to say now like it's something new, but even with these body cameras and dash cameras and individuals with their own portable recording devices, it still doesn't stop what's happening out there. There's quite couple of other articles that I would like to share of the same thing that happened. And it's not just concentrated areas. I mean, this can be up north, California, Florida, Mississippi, Texas. This can be anywhere. But the pattern here that's being developed and that's being seen is the way that we're being exterminated. It just doesn't sit well with me. I'm not sure, Brother Tobias, if you had a chance to get any feedback or any update on this situation that I'm speaking on. Are you familiar with this article, sir, or this present situation?
You referring to Mr. William Scott?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Actually, it happened in, I think it's North Charleston, South Carolina. That's like 2.5-3 hours away from me. And I saw it on breaking news on CNN. And the image that I saw was the man running. Like, they caught him, like, they froze a picture where he was running.
Uh-huh.
And the goon, the police officer, shot at him. He shot him. Now, he stopped. Routine traffic stop. Tail light. Granted, I saw another report where it says that he may have had an outstanding warrant for child support. So that's why he took out rent, they say, allegedly. But that could have been non-lethal force used here. I myself went through a bit of that training that those officers take. And before you can use lethal force, there has to be three things in place. It has to be opportunity. Excuse me. Ability, opportunity, and jeopardy. If he was running away, none of those things were in place. He didn't have the ability to bring harm to the officer. He didn't have the opportunity to bring harm to the officer. And the officer was not in jeopardy. So if those things are not in place, then the shooting was not justified. But maybe it's just like that in Georgia's training, but I'm sure the standard should be somewhat the same across the board. And then he proceeds to cuff him. He shot him in the back while he was running. And like you said earlier, it's like, what's the difference between this brother running away and you shoot him in the back, opposed to putting him on his knees with his hands on his head and pulling the trigger? Execution, like you said, brother. It's disgusting. It's sickening. It's alarming. But where's our vanguard? Who do we have? Aiyah, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, like I said, this happened, the brother spoke on, in South Carolina. And it's just understanding it's really deep, and it hurts because just seeing the video, and y'all was watching it while the brother was talking, so pardon me. And it was 8 shots. He shot
8 shots.
He let out 8 shots went off. I don't know how many hit him, but 8 shots. And it's just, all praise is due to the Most High, man, for the family. Like I said, they just laid this man down this weekend. And it's real in the field out here, man. And we got to be mindful. We got to be wary. We got to be on our P's and Q's. Anytime there's governmental interference, definitely want to be mindful. And, brother, there was another piece that caught the attention of oneself. And this was, I guess it was a sting operation. And let's just get right into it. This was a police shooting in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And what we have is alleged illegal weapons dealer. And the police wanted evidence on camera. So the cameras rolled. You got one, Eric Courtney Harris. He's the individual, the alleged weapons dealer. Now, there's cameras footage of him actually making a transaction, as well as body camera footage of the shooting. Now, the county sheriff's office released a video on Friday saying that the shooting was a apparent accident. They had one, a reserve deputy, I think he's 73 years of age, whom thought he had his taser in his hand and inadvertently shot Mr. Harris with his firearm instead. Now, like I said, they said it was an accident, and that could be understandable if you were trying to, the police is on the tape saying, taser, taser, and that's pretty much the long told to let the other officers, let the other officers know that he was about to deploy his taser device. But like I said, he shot him with his firearm instead. On the last minutes of Harris's life, on the pavement, with police on top of him, you hear the officer call, taser, taser. You would think that you were here. Electric clicking sound. Instead, a single gunshot rings out. You hear the voice of the police officer say, I shot him. I'm sorry. Another officer screams, he shot him, he shot him. You hear muffled Mr. Harris's voice, who is bleeding. He calls out, he's losing his breath. Now, I would like to say, I'm going to pause there. What do you think about that, that situation?
And when he said he's losing his breath, or are you asking what I think about what he said after that?
Well, I stopped there because in the video, unless you do your, that's where they cut it off.
Oh, that's where they turn it off.
Yeah. So it would, for one, when they say that it was an accident, I mean, it kind of, I'm not going to say it seems like it could be possibility, but it doesn't seem any, how you would say, any negativity somewhat so far. The officer says, I shot him, I'm sorry, you understand? And there's a couple, few other officers saying, oh, he shot him. Like I said, he was thought he had his taser. Let me just say it like that. Thought he had his taser, and inadvertently he grabbed his firearm and shot him. One shot. But now, and usually, you know, this is a message for the people. Come out of her, my people. We try to promote self-righteousness, well-being, you know, government, law, and commerce. But if there's any children in the room who may be listening to this, there's a parental advisory warning that needs to go out. Again, I repeat, a parental advisory warning that needs to go out. And the reason why I say that is I want to read this just the way the police said it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I want to read it word for word how the police said how they felt. So, after Mr. Harris screams out, he's losing his breath. You hear an officer yell back, you fucking ran. Shut the fuck up. Fuck your breath. Now, my apologies for the F word. For you to understand the feeling of what's going on here, for it to be an accident is one thing, but for you to feel that way after the accident happened is something totally different. And you got this individual, like I said, this is called body camera. I think it was mandatory that the police put in effect body cameras after maybe the Mike Brown or the, I'm not sure what particular incident provoked the use of just everyday body cameras. But like I said, half of this footage is caught on the dash cam and half of this footage is caught on the body cam. You're very, I don't want to say unique, but the way that they chop and edit up some of these videos, they will mislead you into believing and shifting your train of thought into the direction that they would like to be in. And I understand the guy was dealing arms and this, that, and so, trust me, I do understand that. But when I see repetitive, abusive force going on, I mean, there's another article I'm going to read about. Guy who tried to get away on horseback tore him up. It's just a repetitive thing that you would see that these run-ins with these police is deadly, can be. And you think about some of those would-be hoods that the police can't go into. And you think about, the brother said, where's our protection? Well, those hoods may be some of the roughest hoods. But understand, there's a certain amount of respect and loyalty amongst the people that's living in there that wouldn't just let this type of behavior happen. I think the Bryce Lords and Bloods and Crips and many different, what they would call gangs, was created for such this same very reason, protection from the powers that be, the outside influences. And a simple traffic stop turned into the death of a young individual. This deal gone bad, sting operation, same thing. Brother in the street, hands up, don't shoot. It's just this repetitive issue that I've been seeing, and we don't take it lightly.
Point of information, brother.
Yes, sir.
They called it a sting operation, but it was one funky behind German Ruger, an old gun. One gun. Just one. But it's nothing to be spoken on when the government and the ATF and the Alphabet Boys do their thing with the Fast and the Furious gun running ring they had going on in Mexico. They sent it going on from here across the border. Huh?
Come on now. That was too fast, too furious.
Too fast, too furious, huh? That's what they do. And it goes back to what you were saying. When, well, now things have been distorted and the brothers have lost vision, so to speak. But you said gangs were created to protect neighborhoods. Granted, you started turning the guns on each other. We lost vision. But what's the difference? What's the difference then is we talk about ESBs, Eastside Bloods, or we talk about GDs, the Gangster Disciples. What's the difference between the ATF, the DEA, the FBI, or the Oklahoma Police Department, the OPD? This is just organized violence enforced by the state. These folks don't care about your life. He said, F his breath. F his breath? That's like saying, F your mama.
Bro, that hurt me so bad, man. I say, what?
Hey, well, F your breath? When you comprehend what breath is, in the beginning, and we look at the creation story, the Most High breathed in the nostrils of Adam, giving him an essence of a life germ from something way bigger than himself. And for an individual to say and make the determination as he is the potter, as he is the creator, F your breath, that's the highest form of disrespect that you could ever possibly imagine. That's sickening. And that is devils of all shades and colors, black, white, red, brown, yellow, whatever. Every nationality. I've never heard, pray tell, of anybody being recorded or saying, F your breath, beside this devil that said it on that recording. I give, brother.
Yeah, man. That right there is serious, man. Also, you got that piece about that Black Panther who say the prison officials are trying to kill him, man. You got a piece on that, brother?
Yeah, I got that. Let me hit it right here. And the brother speaking on Muammar get his name right. Muammar Abu-Jamal. This is one of the original Black Panthers. He was indicted and found guilty by a jury of his peers of murder of a Pennsylvania Police Department officer, allegedly. Well, he got his sentence reduced to, well, he had spent many years on death row, but in 2011, it was reduced to life imprisonment with no possibility of parole. Well, now he's sick, and we're seeing the photographs of him taken Monday by his family and supporters Tuesday. And he is significantly emaciated and darkened in the images. They're saying that he's suffering from a high level of diabetes, and they wouldn't allow his family to see him or anything like that until some of the grassroots activist organizations step put some pressure on him, on them. And he's gained a lot of notoriety because of his cause. If you go look at the case, you'll see. I mean, look at the time period of what was going on at the time, and you see how they was framing our brothers. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't crack no heads, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have cracked no heads, but a lot of this stuff they said that these brothers did, they didn't even have the capability to do. And it's obvious. And I'm going to quote, "We share these photos to give you a sense of the gravity of Mumia's condition," Fernandez wrote. "He has lost over 50 pounds, and his entire body is covered with a hard, leathery layer of jet black skin that is bloody, painful, and itchy," end quote. Abu-Jamal's people are demanding that he be allowed to receive help from independent specialists selected by his family and supporters. The Root reports that the supporters were maintaining a vigil outside the prison where Abu-Jamal is stationed, while asking that he be provided with proper medical care. We can always speculate. Individuals would say outside of us were speculating or playing the race card or what have you. But being on this side of the color spectrum, what some would say is speculation. It's mere fact. Do I think they're trying to kill him and seize the opportunity? Hell yeah, I do. He's still mad about a slain officer. Who killed him? Allegedly, Abu-Jamal killed him. But the evidence doesn't show that. The evidence shows something different entirely. But we look at the history of this American government. No matter if it's political or commercial, we comprehend and see that Americans do the wrong thing over and over until the outcome is right for them. So isn't it plausible that they would maintain his guilt until the time they seize the opportunity to just make sure and oversee his demise? Would they go back and tarnish the reputation of their beloved J. Edgar Hoover, the G-Man, and his goons? Would they put it forward on the record that he was a criminal and a homosexual and a liar? No, they wouldn't. But these are the facts. Do your research. Americans as we know them today. Those behind the scenes, those in positions of power, do the wrong thing until they get the right outcome that's fitting for their cause. I hear, brother.
Damn. I'm just going to touch on that real briefly, brother, and we'll take a short break, intermission, but that was, because you know the definition of insanity, but so you say the hell with the definition, we're just going to keep it. I mean, oh, man, goodness gracious. Yes, yes. There's many different scenarios that's out there. There's many different, I mean, this is happening many different shades inside the jailhouse, on the streets, inside the schools, just anywhere, everywhere. In this country, that country, this nation, you just got to wake up and realize what's going on around us. We're going to take a short intermission. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsors. Doesn't look like we got any support from the sponsors this week. Give me a second. See what's going on. Yeah, support, man. Here's my support. Nah. But, man, real crap, though, it's dangerous, man. It's real in the field, bro. And if you ain't ready, bro, you better be ready. You better be ready. It's time for war.
Mm-hmm.
It's always time for war. See if I can find that thing real quick, right? Go ahead, bro. What you were saying?
I found the link where his brother's on his deathbed. But guess what? He caught wind. I'm speaking of Mumia Abu-Jamal. He caught wind of what happened to William Scott. He says a fellow prisoner wheeled a television into the infirmary where Abu-Jamal was being held for him to view the now infamous cell phone video.
Uh-huh.
North Charleston police initially claimed that Scott had taken Slager's taser, but the cell phone video footage showed Scott fleeing with a witness Faden Santana reports with Slager firing his taser at Scott. Now I'm going to skip right to it. It says, after reviewing the disturbing footage, Abu-Jamal was compelled to record commentary for his prison radio program about his feelings towards Slager. That's the name of the officer. Abu-Jamal states, and I quote, "Remember the young man who allegedly shot, not killed, two cops in Ferguson several weeks ago? Every politician in America leaped at the chance to call the kid a punk, a thug. Now, what do you call Slager? What have you heard? Even though he's been fired, he's called officer today, or Mr. Slager. He killed a man for a traffic citation and lied about it. Is he a punk, a predator, or what Huey P. Newton used to call a pig," end quote. I hear, bro. What you think?
See, I think that brother right there, it needs to be more brothers that's not afraid to be able to speak their mind. You got a lot of brothers that make a certain way that are afraid to speak their mind.
Right.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed, well, everywhere is war. War in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, and we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
What it is? About a quarter till. We back. Top of the hour. Bottom of the hour. Just going over a few things that's out there. I remember it might have been before we went on break. You're speaking on, it was a song that was introduced at some university.
Hmm.
Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I recall something like that. Something about hanging a nigga from a tree?
Man, bruh, I don't remember what it was, but I've just seen something that caught my eye again. This is at Duke University. Because I know it wasn't Duke University, but at Duke University, here as of late, we got on campus, a noose was discovered hanging on a tree. Now, you know, the noose has since been removed, but the photos has been taken and it is what it is. So
what's the news?
Okay, for those that don't know, I appreciate that. A noose.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they got this little rope that they tie a little circle around it on one side, knot it up, and throw the other side over the tree. It's what they use to hang our people, our brothers and sisters, our forefathers, back in the day. And from obviously, I mean, I don't want to say back in the day, because as you can see, this hatred is still going on. So, but yes, sir, this is the way that they used to use the word lynch. When they used to lynch them, this is the device that they used to use.
Mm-hmm.
Duly noted. And with that being, we need to let out our disgust and anger. There's one student who believes that this derives all because, well, 2 weeks ago, you have a female student who alleged that a group of white males chanted a racist song at her. This is a black female. And what we see here is, I believe the one president's name is Lavonda Sumner, Lavanya, and president-elect Kaiser Mecklar. They released a statement. They released a statement that urging the community to come together and to eliminate the prejudice from the campus. And this behavior shouldn't be tolerated on the campus, and the university announced Thursday that there has been an undergraduate student who admitted to hanging the noose, but citing privacy laws, administrators say the student's names will not be released. The student is no longer on campus, and officials say the investigation is ongoing. So, when I read that, I just wanted to take it because I think we went three different places with it. We got the school system. Thank you. The prison system, and just out here, and what you would think, what we call the free world. But we know it as the color code caste system. But this understanding, the scenarios that we broke down, and just the state of mind consciousness of the individuals that you might have to meet and greet. And he said, just better be ready for, as we went to the intermission, war. Like my brother say, you always be ready. No time for sleeping, because if you plan and always be ready when it do pop off, well, you'll be that just much ahead. I would go to the phone lines and bring on one of the brothers and just see what his opinion, what he has to weigh in, and how he feels, or if anything he has to offer. So at this time, I would like to, you know, bring on my dear brother and see if, because, you know, like I say, these are not the views of tribes of Aboriginal nations. This is Brother Elias, Brother Tobias talking to you. we chopping up some of the things that we see inside or outside of normal processing. And what we have on your tell your vision and things of that nature. So it's just like we always say, we're all individuals, so at this time, if I can, bring on caller 612-558. You're on live. Caller 612-558.
Shalom,
Mark. Shalom, shalom.
Am I hurt? How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Long time no speak, man. I'm all right, brother. You know, just enduring, man, and listening to you brothers go at it, speak on the situation. I mean, it's crazy, you know. It's upsetting. It's humiliating. It's, for me, you know, personally, bro, you know, I know our position as a nation, you know, but kind of makes you a little bit, you know, disappointed to even call yourself a brother, because I mean, this is slaughter. This is absolute slaughter. I mean, at this point, if you're a policy enforcer working for the municipality in any state, I would say that you're an enemy of our people, and I know everyone doesn't fall with under that generality, but well, what do we got to see? I mean, what has to happen? How long does this have to go on? You know, brother Tobias was talking about the buttons, the cameras that are going to monitor these pigs, as Huey would call them, right? But, you know, I was speaking to my brother yesterday, and in my opinion, that's not going to stop anything. All it's going to actually do is show us what's been happening for the last 300 to 400 years on a consistent basis. I mean, the numbers, I mean, this is an absolute slaughter, man, you know. And I, you know, to all you brothers speaking, I mean, it's all you brothers listening. You know, you got wives, daughters, sons. Man, it's time to stand up. You know, it's time to do something. I'm not gonna tell you to go out there and, you know, risk your livelihood and your family, your situation. But come on, man, like, is it only gonna matter when it happens to you or somebody that you know? And, you know, I just want to say one more thing, brother. You know, these leaders that every time they slay one of our brothers or our sisters in the street, because they're killing our sisters too, you know, you got these political leaders that come out and they pump this BS propaganda about we need a time of peace and we need to all unify and come. There ain't no unification. The only unification is putting your brains in the street. And I know we got children listening, but, you know, it's a hard pill to swallow, you know. I think about my son going outside playing by himself and not knowing. Because, you know, I rode down Rice Street the other day and I seen, you know, they had a couple young brothers hemmed up, you know, under 12, hemmed up, you know. So it's like, at some point, man, you know, I don't really know. I mean, I know what the answer is. It's government. But I don't know what you brothers and sisters need to let you know. I know the scriptures say all the other nations use logic, but Israel requires a sign. But damn, how many signs do we need? I mean, every weekend when we pull out the barbecue, we're going to be talking about one of our brothers and sisters that was cut down in the street. and try to rationalize this. A brother tried to tell me the other day, you're not going to believe this, that this man who just killed his brother Willie, it was not premeditated. These people had their escape plan already mapped out before they pulled the trigger. You know, so it's like, I don't know, but I'm happy, you know, be listening to you brothers. And me, man, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. We need that old spirit back. We need that old spirit of the Maccabees, of the Hueys, you know, of the Pox. That's what we need. Anything else?
Yeah, no.
To me. I'm just going to be honest. I'm going to leave it there, brother. Salaam alaikum. I appreciate you, brothers.
Inshallah, man. Amen.
That's big bro. You know, big bro. Minister Maccabeus, Brother Nathaniel. You may know him by many different names, but that's big bro. And we appreciate that feedback and you coming in and chopping it up with us. And on another note, what you were speaking on, it's like, you know, I feel you, because to sit back and to record it, yeah, you got it on tape, but hell, if everybody's standing around and watching it, you ain't do nothing about it. You ain't stop it, because we know what's going to be the outcome. More shots would have rang off. Brothers ain't really about that life, man. And you have different scenarios where you say, good cop, bad cop. Man, listen, I'm from the streets, bro. I don't mess with none of them. Zero. And let me tell you why. Because those good cops, they know who those bad cops are. And if you really is a good cop, man, you would have turned them in. So miss me with that. I don't mess with none of them, man. No pork on the fork. Believe you me. With that, Professor, it's you out. Got anything you want to add? Max, got me crumpled. You a whole nother
man. I don't have nothing to hop. The minister came in, man, took me somewhere else, too. Other than that, brother.
All right.
Bless these folks, man.
You already know, man. All right, so we appreciate everybody coming in and joining us. We will be back next week. Real quickly, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom.